It's been 15 years since the Tennessee Foxtrot Carousel was taken down from the Nashville riverfront and put into storage, yet its legend lives on. Curious Nashville listeners often ask us whatever happened to the quirky ride that featured figures from Tennessee history. WPLN's Chaz Sisk has been keeping track of it, and he reports that steps are being taken toward getting it up and running again.
The carousel spun in downtown Nashville for just 5 years, but it left a big impression. And how could it not? Where else could you ride on a guitar with Chet Atkins, share the saddle with Andrew Jackson, or hop on the back of a catfish?
Being out in the community, I'll just have people stop me and say, what's going to happen with the carousel?
That's Ashley Howell, executive director of the Tennessee State Museum.
So we know the public interest, and we're excited that there's so much public interest, and so we just want to deliver on that promise.
The promise Howell refers to is one made in 2003, when the State Museum took ownership of the carousel. The idea was that it would find a place where the one-of-a-kind kinetic sculpture would be truly appreciated. Easier said than done. The artist who created it, Nashville-born Red Grooms, is a big deal, a contemporary of Andy Warhol, whose work is shown around the world. So the carousel has to be kept secure. But it's too big to fit into the State Museum's new building, and it needs to be maintained regularly to stay in working condition.
In a lot of ways, it's not a typical artifact of the museum because it's an artifact that can be ridden. It's an artifact that can be enjoyed by the public.
So late last year, the museum commission appointed a committee to figure out exactly what has to be done to get the carousel out of storage. They hope to deliver an action plan by this summer. It probably won't be cheap. Simply restoring the mechanisms that drive the carousel is expected to cost more than $300,000. Building a structure to house it would mean much more. So there's no timetable yet for putting the carousel back on display. But Howell says the good news is that the figures, Andrew Jackson and Chet Atkins and even the catfish, are still in great condition. And she says the museum is committed to Tennesseans being able to ride them again in the not-too-distant future. For WPLN News, I'm Chaz Sisk.